Yo, what's poppin', and why you already know, it's your host, Mr. K-Gav, in the building with a brand new episode. Every week, we bring you everything in and around New York. Thank you so much for checking out the show. If not, if it's your first time, make sure you press subscribe and make sure you check out the shows every week. This week, you already know, our prayers and condolences go out to the people of the Buffalo mass shooting, where people got murdered, 10 people racially provoked. It was a young white man killing black people at the store, at the supermarket, or you know, whatever they call it over there, where people was going and getting their food, their grocery store. You know, we gonna talk about it. So crazy. It's so crazy. Just, you know, these people, they have nothing to do with nothing. And this dude comes, kills them. You know, I seen videos where he, you know, saw somebody. It was a white dude. So he's like, oh, my fault. And he kept going. You know, that person is alive just because they white. You know, I seen other videos. One dude, he was saying that he thought it was a movie or something. He thought it was something going on. And then he seen a dude was just going in and shooting. He was like, oh, no, that's real. It's really disgusting. You know, my heart goes out to these people, to their families, eulogies and stuff like that. Memorials, funerals, everything's going on this week. It's a very, very crazy, crazy time. And we just want to send our prayers and condolences to all the families, all the victims, you know. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. You hear about these things happening. You know, I heard one story that, you know, they had tickets to go to a concert or something, and now, you know, her family is dead. So many people affected, so many other people dealing with the pain and the hurt that comes along with, you know, losing people you care about in such a tragic way. It's just crazy. You know, I can only imagine how I would feel if my partner or somebody, you know, in my family, my sister, you know, murdered, you know, because this person wanted to kill black people. I wouldn't be good. And you know, it's things like that people just, you know, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. And you know, you know, it leaves me speechless how crazy it is. You already know. Next story, Kaihara Tay. If y'all know about the 11-year-old that was shot by a stray bullet. A teenager was arrested. It's breaking news. Teenager is arrested. They still looking for one other person. I think they said this kid was 15. Some reports say 14. But they looking for an 18-year-old. They got dude by the name of Matthew Godwin, 15-year-old. And they're looking for an 18-year-old. Again, you know, such a sad story. 11-year-old child killed, you know, from a stray bullet. Didn't have nothing to do with nothing. I believe they was on a scooter, You know, these crimes is happening way more. I'm hearing so much more crimes of people, you know, riding off in the scooter, scooting, shooting. And then, you know, you don't know, you'll never find these people, and you don't never know what happened. So, you know, such a sad story. But breaking news, they have arrested a teen in the shooting of Kahara Tay, 11-year-old girl. Shot with a straight bullet. You already know. Broadway extends the mask mandates until the end of June. Broadway extending the mask mandates. A lot of people is dealing with things differently. A lot of people is dealing with, you know, how they handling their companies. But Broadway is doing that to the end of June. And that's when, you know, it's really going to get crazy. You know what I mean? 4th of July. You know, it's like kind of the middle of the summer. So I think that's probably a perfect time for them to start doing that. This year. Hopefully they had a Puerto Rican Day parade this year. First time since everything has been shut down. They've had other parades and other little things, but this year will be the first year I believe the Puerto Rican Day parade will be back in New York City. You know, I think the people need it, you know. Like now it's like, you know, the weather's getting better. The weather's getting better. 90s this weekend. 90s. They're talking about the abnormal weather and how it's coming. 90s, both Saturday and Sunday. You know, it's going to get real nice. People going to be outside. But you already know how it is. Always in New York. Always people wilding. Every time, it don't matter. It never fails. People going crazy in the summer. It seems like the hotter they get, crazier people act. And it's getting real, real crazy. So, you know, be careful when you out there. And make sure you know, you always paying attention to your surroundings. You know what I mean? You know, I'm hearing more and more of people getting affected with stray bullets and things going on. So, you know, definitely watch your kids and be careful, man. It's real crazy out here. Ex-Mayor Bill de Blasio in the news said he's about to run for Congress. Nobody cares. Nobody wants you to be running for Congress. I think he said something about that since it's a new district, a new thing they have, whatever. Nobody cares. And nobody wants you there except those people that probably will vote for you and bring you in. Nobody else even cares about what you're saying or what you're doing. 27-year-old shot and killed in a Bronx park. And again, man was on a scooter. You know, these things is getting crazy. They're going to start taking those. You know what I'm saying? They're taking them already, but there's going to be a complete ban on them. You know, I could see that happening. It's getting too crazy. People, so it's only going to be but so many people to get killed. And for so many people to get shot and this and that, or for those bikes, or for those scooters, mopeds, whatever, and they will shut those down. You already know, Mayor Adams was in the news. I seen him in another, you know, story. They seen him walking through Times Square. Said it's just your dude is walking through Times Square. Like, he's hard. Like, oh, man. He reminds me of a cop. Like, he walks like a cop. He's the mayor, but he's walking down the street like, do something. I wish you would. I'm going to place you under arrest. I think he want to place people under arrest. That's his thing. He can't do it, but if you provoke him or you wild out, that he could, you know what I'm saying, make it a story. You know what I'm saying? He could, you know, straight up just put you on the news. Or I apprehend him, or this or that, da, da, da. Girl, he, you know, it looks like he's trying to look to rescue somebody or something. You know what I mean? He's walking down the street hoping to see a woman getting, you know, robbed for her purse or something, so he could just jump into action. I seen footage of him before. Something was happening. He was calling the crime in or something. He saw something happening and he was trying to call it in. Now he's trying to, like, you know, I really swear he's trying to, like, see somebody getting robbed for their purse and just save them so he could be on the news. Again, he was in the news this week. The mayor says he will not surrender Rikers to the feds. You know, Rikers has always been, you know, a big topic of a discussion. Lately has been talked about, you know, the handling of Rikers and, you know, a plan to, you know, redo or revamp everything that's going on. But the mayor is not trying to hear that. His response was, you know, the federal penitentiaries is not, you know, it has their own issues for them to come and try to take care of Rikers. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy because, you know, they've been talking about getting rid of it for so long. They also, I think we talked about it on a show before, where they was trying to relocate the inmates. They moved them up north and then they ended up bringing them all back because it never worked out. They couldn't give them services. They couldn't do certain things. I don't know. If you think they closing Rikers, you can hit me up in the chat room. Hit me up at Mr. K Gav on Twitter, MrKGavBeats@gmail.com. You already know we always looking for comments, topics, questions, contributors, whatever you want. You already know we in a building bringing you everything in and around New York. If you have not pressed the like button or the subscribe, definitely do so. And on Spotify, for all my Spotify listeners, I appreciate y'all so much. You know, some people don't got Apple phones. So a lot of people listen to on Spotify, on Google, and I appreciate everybody for checking out the shows. Make sure you like and subscribe, share with your friends. You already know we in a building every week, brand new episodes. Happy Friday to everybody. You already know it's going to be a little wet tonight. But like I said, 90s on Saturdays and Sunday. So it's looking to be real good. Story out in Brooklyn, 9-year-old girl. Her death is being marked as a homicide. 9-year-old girl, that's such a sad story. Such a sad situation. Whatever happened, you know, they talking about it. It just looked like the moms did it. And supposedly the moms called the cops, and then they was interviewing her, I guess, and then they was just like, well, we're gonna wait to see what comes out of this. And you know, a lot of people, you know, it's real disgusting. You know, take a child's life, take your own life. Not a 9-year-old. You know, these children, it's like they didn't ask to be brought into this world. Then you're going to sit here and you're going to take this child's life. They didn't deserve that. These kind of stories, it's just like, you know, I don't know how, you know, the police and the detectives and all these other people could see that every day, see these deaths every day, see this, that, every day. That, I don't know. I know that got to be a trip. you know, that gotta bug you out. You know, having dreams and reliving and rethinking it and dealing with it every day. I know that gotta be crazy. Gotta be crazy. You already know Biggie Smalls would have turned 50. Biggie Smalls would have turned 50. The late rapper, B-Day, MTA is doing a special Metro card in his honor, in Biggie Smalls' honor. You know, that's definitely something that's mad cool. It's official, you know what I mean? Like, dude has been gone for a while and still, you know, his name, his music, you know, is still affecting the culture, the city. And MTA is doing him, you know, a little commemorative Metro card, which is mad official. Shout out Biggie Smalls. One of the biggest artists in New York City. Hip hop, rap, whatever you want to call it. This week, CDC is putting the city at a high COVID alert. You know, it's getting crazy. The numbers is going up. You know, and they talking about these numbers have not been seen like this since January. So, you know, just to put it in perspective, you know, the numbers is going up and they're like, all right, whoa. It shouldn't be going up that like that. You know, maybe the weather's getting nicer, people is getting more lax. I seen a dude online, you know, he said he had got COVID and this and that. I feel bad for him. But, you know, y'all gotta be careful. You know, wearing your mask. They talking about, you know, the mask is the easiest way to not disrupt your life, not disrupt how you move or going to work or going to school or going here, going there. It's not a problem to just put on a mask. They urging people to put on indoor masks. Like we said it earlier, Broadway's extending their masks until the end of June. You know, and there'll probably be a lot of different places to enforce these things. If numbers get up to certain levels and, you know, stuff like that. The numbers was at all-time lows. Now they talking about the numbers is going up. Hasn't been seen like that since January. So, please, be careful out there. You know, especially indoors, in a subway, in a train, wherever you at. Especially if you see other people without masks. If you walk on the train, see a dude eating chicken. You see somebody else over here sneezing and then doing this, doing that. You might want to have your mask on. Right now, 78.3% of people have at least gotten one dose of the vaccine. So that's almost 80% of people have at least gotten one dose of the vaccine. And I think it was around 68%. Sound like that, close to 70% of people have gotten two doses. You can get your booster shots also. I have gotten my booster shot. I've actually gotten three doses, two Modernas and a booster shot. I'm perfectly fine, no problems, no issues. And like I said, for people that's, you know, elderly or, you know, past a certain age that, you know, or somebody who, you know, might have health problems and stuff like that, you might want to get your booster shot so you can have extra, you know, extra immunity when it comes to this virus. You know what I'm saying? This shit is real crazy out here and people think it's a game. Going to work, going here, going there. You know, some companies you got COVID. But even if you take a test and they say you're positive for COVID, if it's after 10 days, I think they let you go back to work no matter what. So you can have people at your job that's COVID positive and, you know, they not sending them home. So, you know, they say in a certain amount of time it's transmittable. After that, it's not. Blah, 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 blah. It's all these different things of what people saying. So, you know, be careful. Wear your mask. Get your vaccination. Get your booster. Do whatever you got to do. Because you don't want to be in a hospital. You don't want to be sick. You don't want to deal with that. You know, you really don't. You know, me personally, even though it might not kill me or might not make me, you know, very sick or something like that, I might not be able to see my child for 2 weeks because I'm infected with this virus. And that, to me, is you know, going 2 weeks without my kids, I'm just not going to do that. I would rather wear the mask and, you know, do what I got to do and not have to deal with that. New York numbers, new cases, 5,389. 5,389 new cases, 13 deaths. Our prayers and condolences go out to those people and their families. In the U.S., 121,162. So the cases is back up over 100,000. You know, we're going to see the numbers. If they're coming back down the week, see if they're coming up or if they're going down. What's the trend? 406 people passed away due to COVID. You know, that's a lot. That's a lot of numbers. That's a lot of people. 400. You know, that's a lot of people. So, you know, it's still around. COVID is still around. You know, when it comes to jobs and stuff like that, they don't want you in your job infecting people. You know what I'm saying? I think they give you a week off or 2 weeks off from your job, you know, because they ain't trying to have you, you know what I'm saying, you know, getting other people sick. Nah, man, take the week off, then go take a test and holler back, or go get 2 weeks off and then come back with the test saying that you're good, and you go back to work, but you're still getting paid and you're doing what you got to do. It's been a crazy, crazy week with everything happening in Buffalo and the shooting, everything happening all over the city. You know, I feel so bad for these families and for all these people. You know, it's like their lives turn upside down. You know what I mean? So many people going right back to work, going back to normal life, going back to doing what they gotta do. But these people having to deal with, you know, funerals, eulogies, you know, everything else that comes with, you know, someone passing away, whatever it is, you know, business, bank accounts, everything. It's just, to me, it's one thing dealing with the loss, the mourning and grieving, but then there's also, you got to deal with, you know, business and other things too. And it's like that, all of that is just a toll on anybody. Just even in a regular. So imagine, you know, in a tragedy such as a mass shooting, you know, my heart goes out to these people and to these families. You know, when you think of if life can't get no harder, you know, if life can't get no harder and then something like that happens, family just killed like nothing, hunted. It's despicable. And I hope that kid, that little white boy, whatever, I hope he gets what was coming to him. And I hope he gets what he deserves. Sad, sad, sad. Everybody affected, please stay strong. Try not to let hatred fill your heart. The world needs more love. That's the only way to fight hate is with love. You can't fight hate with hate. Because it just makes more hate. You already know. you need to hit me up at Mr. Kate Gav on Twitter, MrKateGavBeats@gmail.com. You already know I had a great time. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share with your friends. You already know we in the building every week, brand new episodes. Like I always say, stay up and stay strong, NY.